Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A very pleasant good afternoon on June 9th, 2025. Off a Monday show from the Georgetown waterfront. It is absolutely gorgeous. Put this whole area on a postcard. They probably have before.
They've done that, yeah.
Grant and Danny on the air out and about ahead of a 5:30 press conference we will carry live today right here at the Georgetown Waterfront Fountains. TJ Oshie making a very special announcement. The expectation clearly is that he will be announcing his retirement from the Capitals and from the National Hockey League. No official word on that. I suppose, Danny, he could also be announcing that he's signing a multi-year extension.
We don't know, but we kind of know. I mean, if that makes sense, right? It's a well-earned, well-timed kind of cool thing, if that is indeed what the announcement is, the retirement. 7 years to the day when he and his teammates swam in these fountains that are right in front of us. There's a sign that says, home of the 2017-2018 Washington Capitals Fountain Celebration. Those fountains. Which fountains? Those fountains. And that's where the announcement's coming. It does feel fitting.
There's an official thing that this is called now by D.C. people. What is it? It's not the Georgetown Waterfront, which is what I always call it.
I thought it was the waterfront, huh?
That's what a lot of people call it. I saw all the signs walking over here for what it's actually called now. I'll have to look up the name. But you know where it is. All the restaurants, little patio, the circular setup, courtyard with the waterfront directly in front of us. I'll post some pictures at Grant H. Paulson. It's beautiful. But as you said, they dedicated a sign just a few months ago right here to the 17-18 Capitals, Fountain Celebration. In Vegas, they became champions. Here, they became legends. And 7 years to the day, on a Sunday that felt a lot like this one, They were swimming in the fountains. It was Oshie and Ovechkin, a bunch of the other Capitals. Nobody partied harder after a title. I mean, you can make the case, Danny, that 18 Caps team, the 17-18 roster, Their Stanley Cup in Vegas into the next couple of weeks after. How many hundreds, maybe even thousands of our listeners have their own anecdotal stories of bumping into the Capitals?
Everybody's got a tale, right? Where it's like, dude, I was in Clarendon, bro. And like, next thing you know, like I was at Don Tito's and so were they, you know, like everyone had shots. I mean, like everybody ran into it. This was the Ferris was not the road. It was like an avalanche of celebration. It was like their little pockets of groups of five. Some of the 30 plus year olds with families would do one. And then guys in their mid 20s would, you know, go deep into the evening. Bottle service here, tables there, and everyone was partying, man. It was the big exhale of the city, of a fan base, of this region. Because, again, no one had been successful. Every playoff trip of every single team had the exact same result, including this one, including the Nationals, and the brief times with the Wizards or the occasional flare-ups of the then Redskins. It never went well. They broke through for this region. And everybody just wanted a part of that celebration.
It was a Hall of Fame bender for amazing. Some guys that are all going to go into the Hall of Fame for the Capitals, right? Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie and Carlson and the entire group that was out here celebrating and popping off, having a good old time. But it's just a gorgeous setting, and it's going to be a really cool event. I will say the Capitals, man, whatever this day
whatever is, it is, yeah,
they are the best at it. Somebody somewhere came up with an idea. Hey, if Oshie's, I'm going to speculate here, retiring, why don't we do it at the Fountains? Because I'm guessing part of the reason they're out in the community so much for these events, they've been doing a lot of these all over D.C. and the DMV lately, is because Capital One Arena is under construction. And a lot of the areas, if you think about it, in the bowels of the stadium downstairs, where they would be holding a lot of these events, are quite literally right now, it's dust and it's cinder blocks and it's things being pushed around. So I don't know how many of those they could even hold these events at the arena as it is. But I think it's a blessing in disguise. You come out here with the backdrop of the fountain, which is going to be mentioned throughout the day at this ceremony, I'm sure, and you celebrate. But you look at the 50th year anniversary season that the Caps just pulled off and all of the players that were brought back and the celebratory nature of pretty much every milestone along the way. And the players and the team ended up making it an amazing, epic, memorable year by being the best team in the East and one of the best teams in hockey. But they're just so good at this. The organization writes the book. The Nats are pretty good as well, and the other teams are trying to play catch-up in town. But it's going to be a fun day. We're going to have the coverage for you live, 5:30 press conference with Oshie. He'll join us afterwards. We're also going to talk to the Jack Adams Award winner, the National Hockey League Coach of the Year,
which is
just determined this weekend. Spencer Carberry will be on our show just after 6 o'clock today as we paint this thing red and talk TJ Oshie in our final hour.
That's a big deal. Well-earned. Whether you think it should have been him first, second, third, not really my concern. The point is he was absolutely worthy, as maybe a couple other guys were too. But for a group that didn't have first in the second most points in the NHL expectations coming into the year, that's how you win that, right? I mean, the guy that takes over the buzzsaw, the 15-2 NFL team, and then goes 14-3, no one cares about that guy for coach of the year. Maybe he probably should get more credit, honestly, to keep the train on the tracks. It's the team that nobody thought was any good that jumps up and is good. That's the special thing. That's where you go, okay, that's a coaching job. And so the backdrop was set for him to win the award.
Did you think there was someone more deserving?
No.
Because you said whether you think he's first, second, or third. To me, it was the easiest slam dunk in the history of the world. He got 81 of 103 first-place votes.
Mm-hmm. So I would have voted for it. But, again, yeah. I couldn't tell you the job that, I don't know, that the Dallas Stars coach did, or I know he just got fired. But you know what I mean? I don't follow it closely enough to be able to say someone better than him. My point is he was absolutely 100% worthy. Maybe a couple other candidates were too, but yeah, there's a reason you took home the award in a landslide.
Arneil in Winnipeg, Martin St. Louis, Montreal, Jim Montgomery, St. Louis finishing 2, 3, and 4, but just a massive Grand Canyon. Carbs gets 464 votes. Nobody else had 250. He ran away with this thing, and it was kind of over before it ever started. I mean, it was pretty much a slam dunk. This is one of the awards as a Caps fan you didn't have to worry too much about. So looking forward to talking to Spencer Carberry when he's on the show coming up today, a little bit after 6 o'clock. Danny, the NBA Finals are right back where they're supposed to be. Not 1-1 because everyone thought it'd be 2-0 Oklahoma City. But I think yesterday is kind of what we anticipated. The Thunder looked way, way, way better than the Pacers. And it feels like even though it's a 1-1 series, they are who we thought they were. Going in to this best of 7 for the NBA Finals, everybody said, maybe the Pacers win one. If they're really good in this series and the Thunder struggle, perhaps it goes 6. 123-107, and Oklahoma City had taken its foot off the gas pedal mid-third quarter last night. They could have scored 150 if they needed to. They didn't. They just won going away and rested up. They win a second battle in this larger war. And that's how the NBA playoffs go, by the way. Teams will just punt on games like it's November when it's decided, and it's actually smart. 10, 12 years ago, I'm sure there would have been some big conversation about that. Heck, I'll bet you on terrible shouty shows, they're today talking about how you've got to play to the final whistle in the NBA Finals. No, you don't. If you've lost, rest up. You got to win 4 of these things. However you can most
gain some advantage. Yeah.
However you can most make it difficult for your opponent to win 4 is exactly what you should do. So 1-1 now, but the Thunder are back. They haven't even gotten a big Chet Holmgren game. And none of the supporting cast outside of their MVP SGA right now has even gone for on the other side of 20 points. They still got a lot, I think, of clubs in the bag that we haven't even seen.
Yeah, they do. They're complete. They're awesome. They're really, really good. And this was how most of game one went. We forget, of course, because the Pacers won, but their first lead was with 0.3 seconds left. They were the better team, Oklahoma City was, for the vast majority of that game. And the Pacers did what the Pacers do, which is find a way to steal one. Never quit. Keep coming at you in waves. They play their way, and they, you know, they make you earn it. And Oklahoma City, I think, showed some youth and showed some inexperience there and wasn't able to close it out. They didn't make that mistake this time, right? They got up. They got the foot on the throat. Every time Indiana would mount a run, and they did. It's the NBA, the three-point shot. I mean, if you go three, stop three, all of a sudden that's a run, right? I mean, that's the game, and it's, you know, things can happen so quickly, the spurts. So to me, Oklahoma City was prepared for it. They responded every time. A lot of times it was SGA doing it, but to me, he was so much more active getting guys involved too. You could see in game one, it was drive to score or drive to pull up or drive to kind of get his shots. Him around 20 to 25 shots is where they should be. Game one, I think he was over 30. And, you know, he was able to score the ball, but still, that's not getting guys involved. That's not letting Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and, you know, Caruso to this, to, you know, and this one was pretty good, knocking out some shots. But getting open shots for others is what that, the inability to stay in front of him is what that generates just as much as his own offense, creating. So I know the assist totals weren't ridiculous, but you could see he was making that open pass, whether guys made it or not. You know, some nights it'll be 10 assists, some nights it'll be 7, but you could see that was happening, and it was by design.
NBA Finals, 2 games in, split 1-1. Stanley Cup Finals, similarly, through 2 games. It's a 1-1 series. They play game 3 tonight over on TNT, Edmonton and Florida, the Oilers and the Panthers. You know, it's funny, even though the championship series are still ongoing, so we haven't really quite gotten to the quiet part of the sports calendar, we're so close now where it's like the Nats having a day off and you don't know what to do with yourself.
Right. Yeah.
I remember what day it was this weekend. It may have even been 2 days ago. So Saturday, I'm sitting there and my wife's like, what are you going to watch? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, if the Stanley Cup final isn't on, the NBA finals aren't on, it's binge season now.
Yeah, and they love not being on because they take a month between games.
Well, they're trying to get the best TV numbers possible.
Which I get.
Which is their proclivity. I don't have to concern myself with that. They do. But you're right. It's a bummer. And the momentum that gets sapped out of these decisions is super annoying. Like, just give me another one. I enjoyed last night. Should be every other. Boy, girl, one day hockey, one day basketball until it's over. That's not how it works.
No. And I get an extra day in these finals because it's the finals for travel. I do. An extra day, get to the new place, you know, work out, et cetera. That's fine. But when both games are in the same city and we're taking 2 nights off or whatever it is, 3 nights off between, I just find it so stupid. I understand they want as many weekend or most specifically Sunday evening television spots as possible. But at some point cater to your fans. You know, but again, I see what they're doing. They're trying to drag out both for television, but B, the drama, the amount of time that the sport can be talked about.
Well, they're
the amount
also
of time
just trying to get the most people possible to care.
Totally.
And they got you and me whenever they play the game.
Right.
They might as well put it on a day where the random person that's not going to watch is more likely to bump into it.
Yeah. No, so I understand what's happening. I just know that I don't like it. Maybe I'll just put it that way.
He's Danny Ruye. I'm Grant Paulson. You're listening to The Fan. We're out of the studio. This is such a pretty day. Do I sleep on the Georgetown waterfront? I feel like I come here once every 3 or 4 years, possibly. I got engaged on the Georgetown waterfront.
Point to the spot. How close are we?
Dropped down on a knee and proposed. Yeah. Corner that way, the little overlook at the end.
Yeah.
You familiar?
By the fancy Italian seafood joint?
Past Fiolamare, yeah.
Thank you.
Not involved in our engagement. We went to Bourbon Steak and then walked the long way.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was toward, I think, was that because I was nervous that I waited so long? No, you know what it was? I was waiting for the flowers that were set up. My sister and her boyfriend, now husband, had been in front of us, like setting up some petals and flowers as we walked along.
Mm-hmm.
But it was down here on the corner. So you'd think, though, it's this important place for me and my wife that we'd come here. We never do. Ever, 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 ever. And part of it is kids. Like, good luck.
That's a pretty big part of anything.
But just D.C. can be tough parking down here. Yeah. I'm in a garage, which is not bad. It's right across the way. And if you're coming down here today, you can't swing a bat without hitting a parking garage, so you'll be all right. When you get down here, it's the best. I was just walking along the little way. There's, like, nature and birds and ducks, and there's airplanes right overhead that are a couple hundred feet above you that's beautiful. There's little boats that are taking people out for joyrides. I mean, it's scenic. It's out of a movie. It's awesome. I think I sleep a little bit.
Yeah, and I think so. Every time I come down, I'm reminded. Oh, yeah, that's really cool. right? When we do in the wintertime, when we used to live here, we were in Palisades, not far from here. And
how far is that?
2 miles, if that's just on the other side of.
But that's not like biking. That's.
I mean, I biked it all the time, but like not with my kids. But, like, yeah. We'd come down here with the kids when it's wintertime and do the ice skating bit that's right here on these fountains.
Oh, and do they do ice skating right
here? It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I go, why don't we do this all the time? Because to your point, it's a little bit of a Robert Hassel III to get everyone together, matriculate, park, find a spot, walk around. But, you know, all the restaurants are right here. We had my junior year pre-prom dinner at the Sequoia right over there.
No way.
100%, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
We did that, yeah. Second
floor.
Danny,
who to you? St. Albans, show up.
We were fancy pants right there. That was our junior year spot.
My pre-prom meal was probably at like a Ruby Tuesday in Fredericksburg, mm-hmm. if I had to guess.
Over the salad bar.
Little bit different worlds that we were living in. You were on the Georgetown waterfront.
We're the Georgetown waterfront, yeah.
I was in Fredericksburg at some random bar. I actually think we were at a nice spot called Claiborne's, if I remember, which is like the nice restaurant by the train station at that time. And it was a little bit elegant and classy.
Yeah.
It's like where your parents went for an anniversary if they lived in Fredericksburg.
That's what you do, yeah.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
A little bit different. But no, this is gorgeous. It's awesome. So if you're coming out here today, please come say hello. And we want to spend some time with you. If you are a fan of the program, stop by, say what's up on TJ Oshie's day. He is expected to join us. I'm sure you saw the big NFL news of the morning, Danny. Jair Alexander, cornerback, Green Bay Packers, is being released by Green Bay. They've been at odds, it seems like, mm-hmm. for the better part of the last year and a half at this point. He was a first-round pick in 2018, 18th overall. He became an excellent player, two-time Pro Bowler, was a second-team All-Pro multiple times. Ended up 12 interceptions, being really impactful, fan favorite, became a captain of sorts, you know, in the early part of the LaFleur regime before completely falling out of favor. And speaking of captaincy, one of the funniest Jair Alexander stories ever was that the Packers chose three captains for the game, mm-hmm. like Dan Quinn does or anybody else. And so they send their three captains out to midfield at one point last year, and Jair Alexander just walks out there with them as a fourth captain. And the team and the coaches, and they're like, what? The heck's Jair doing? Well, not only was he not a team captain and he just appointed himself one to walk out there, but he then didn't know the terminology and the verbiage that you're supposed to use for the coin toss. And so rather than just walking out and accompanying the guys that are actually in on the meeting of like how to do the coin toss, he decided to be the one to speak. And so when the ref asked, what would you guys like to do? He just kept saying, we want to play defense, where you have to say the word defer. And the ref was like, you mean defer? And he's like, no, we want to play defense. He's like, but say defer. Because he was there's actually a thing where if you don't use the word defer, you just never get the ball.
You don't get the ball.
The other team will get the ball two times. And luckily for him, this official in that moment was just like, this guy's an idiot.
He took pity on him, yeah.
Really going to try not to let him be the biggest talking point in National Football League 2025. So that was kind of his low light moment.
Yeah, like, we defer the choice to the second half is what you have to say.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're not in the meetings because you're not a captain and you're at odds with your coaches, you just go out there to stick it to them and then you almost screw it up. As you can imagine, it didn't go over very well. He was benched and didn't get to play the next game.
So he was a dude that I wanted. I think it was the Jamin Davis year, if memory serves. So I didn't want Jamin Davis and I did want Jair Alexander, I think is how I have that right. But yeah, a good player. Who, you know, I think was injured so much and you know, things kind of went sideways there. But this is one of those intriguing guys that obviously when he's healthy has been very, very good. But when is he healthy? Right. I mean, that's sort of the standing deal. So are you surprised that it ended here, that it ended this way? Kind of this, all right, that's enough of you. We're just moving on. Like no trade, no. See if we can get something for him, just cutting him here?
I don't think so, just because they've tried for so long. They even offered him, apparently, a one-year deal that he turned down. But they don't seem to want to be in that business anymore, and he's been a pain in the butt, and you can get something for him. Oh, by the way, there's no reason that they aren't able to cash in and get something better for Jair Alexander than what he's been able to provide here recently. He was out in the year of the Daron Payne draft, by the way.
Oh, it was the Daron Payne draft.
They took Payne in 13 in 2018. Alexander went five picks later in 2018. We could debate who would have been better, but, I mean, obviously at one point in time, Alexander was
no,
a better football player.
Yeah, you got a good player at 13. Never mind then.
But regardless, point of the dude's story is he's going to be available. I'm out. I don't want anything to do with him. Corner position's been picked over pretty well on the market. They feel okay about it. I'm not convinced it's good. They've bet big on Marshon Lattimore. You get to bring in one problem child, pain in the butt, high-priced corner as far as I'm concerned. You get one of those.
You got one.
And they've used their one on Marshon Lattimore. You don't get to try again.
You've got your one allocation. I mean, for somebody, I don't know that it would make sense here. He is absolutely worth a flyer. A guy with a grudge, a guy that's coming off a ton of injury, that's been, you know, kind of a pain in the butt, that's now looking to sort of reclaim his name, right? That can work for somebody. He's the type of dude that, you know, when properly motivated, could probably come in and do and really, really help you because it's helping himself.
Our guy Toby Altizer's got an update coming up for you in just a couple of minutes here. Next, I want to talk about a running back, a star over the last few years, who is available that Washington doesn't seem to be interested in, who may have finally found a home. Did the Commanders make a mistake by not kicking the tires? We'll get to that next. We are live at the Georgetown waterfront. He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's had 7 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown. They give it to him. They give it to him on 2nd and 10, and he breaks a big one. He might take it all the way. As Chubb takes it to the end zone for the touchdown. 70 yards.
Nick Chubb has found a new home. Looks like he'll be signing with the Houston Texans. We'll discuss that in a moment. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, on the Georgetown waterfront. Rebranded to the Washington Harbor, but it's the same fountains, the same awesome location that you've always known. We are live today on The Fan, presented by our friends, the law firm Kondori and Murad. And we're here for the TJ Oshie press conference. 5:33 start time. You'll hear it right here on The Fan today. Caps are always on time, so it'll start right then, right there, with Oshie at the mic making a very special announcement. The expectation is that one of the most likable and beloved athletes in recent D.C. history, a champion on the ice, is going to announce his retirement. Danny, we just posted our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. You can go vote right now on Twitter. Our poll of the day, Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best in class service and experience. We were talking about this behind the scenes, so we'll just take it to Twitter, get everyone to vote. When TJ Oshie does his press conference today, they're doing it at the Fountain, 7 years to the day of him swimming with Ovechkin. Does he get in the Fountain at some point this afternoon? Yes or no? That is the poll. You can vote yes. You can vote no right now on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account.
Grant, I voted. And I voted yes. I think it's the whole reason we're here. I think there's a synergy. I think there's a remember when. I think the moment he's most known for is going to be relived right down there in those fountains. I think it's happening. I think it's like it's either like a fake me out suit, like a tearaway thing, or he'll be wearing Caps gear. So if he doesn't mind getting wet, he's going in.
Do teammates join him then? Because I would imagine some of his mates, whether it's Tom Wilson or Nicky Backstrom, are going to be here. Or is he just going alone and have his moment with his kids maybe in the Fountain? I also voted yes for the record. I just think it'd be a wasted opportunity. No pressure, TJ. But the Fountain's right there, man.
I mean, it's right there.
Toby and I were talking about it, and Toby said it depends what he wears. If he shows up and he's kicking it casual and he's got, you know, for his press conference, anything other than a suit on, then probably. But my point is, I think you go full suit. I think you do the press conference as a dressed-up professional, sharp as a tack looking TJ Oshie, and that adds to the optics of jumping in the Fountain in a suit. That's why you wore the suit.
Or you go, and you've seen these before, like the fake-me-out tearaway suit.
So I don't know about these. So what are these?
It's like it looks like a suit.
Okay.
Right? But I've seen guys like if you're hosting a live event or like you're doing an Oscars bit and like you're Jimmy Fallon, like, okay, wait, what is it? It's like it's not a suit. Like you tear it away and then you're like wearing something underneath it to do a dance.
So it's like NBA warm-ups where they rip like buttons on the side?
Yeah. Okay. Where it's like a Velcroed on thing and it looks like a suit, but it's not. It's a tear away. And maybe he's not wearing a suit. If he's dressed casually, I think that's a tell right away.
I don't like that we both think he's going to jump in the Fountain, though, because that tells me now there's an expectation, and I would hate for a letdown where he doesn't. Because the odds, if you're doing this at a sports book, Toby, right. I want to know if you think he's jumping in the Fountain, too, in a second. But the odds from a sports book standpoint would be no Fountain minus, Fountain plus, because it's crazy to jump in the Fountain.
It is a little nuts.
It shouldn't be the expectation today. But if we're all saying he's going in the Fountain, and then he doesn't, a little bit of a letdown. Toby, is he going in the Fountain?
I'm going to go with no. Just a little bit different. I think he's going to be very formal today. I think announcing likely his retirement. I think a good time with family and friends. I think a great place to remember everything. I don't think he does it today, though.
Well, here's something else going in your favor. You're doing it down here, 7 years to the day since he jumped into the Fountain. You're going to be pointing at the Fountain the whole time. So you can make the case being here is not for the jumping in part. There's also probably going to be some type of cool event that follows for him. Even if it's just his family and close friends, like a dinner around here, you don't want to jump in the Fountain and get all wet, only to then have, right? You're not just going home after this if you're TJ Oshie. Huh. You're going and getting a really nice steak somewhere. You're going down to Fiola Marais or whatever that one is and doing a nice Italian meal.
Uh-huh.
Are you jumping in the Fountain right before you do that? Like, if I'm going in a Fountain in public, I want to shower as soon as possible after that.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be a very public event, a very professional type of event. But let's see when he gets here. What does he look like? If he's full suited and booted, I'll take my chances with no. If he's just rolling up in Caps gear, he's 100% going in.
That's my feeling. Unless it's a tearaway suit. I keep going back to the tearaway suit.
This thing that you've created, I don't even know where this thing is.
You've seen it, but you don't even realize you've seen
it.
Okay. You know, where it's like...
Are they popular?
No. It's not a normal thing for people. It's like a costume. So, like think of like Neil Patrick Harris, where like he's sitting in the crowd, and it's an Oscars or an Emmys or something like that. And it cuts to him. And all of a sudden, he's like, I'm NPH. And like then tears off something up at the top. And it turns out it's a tuxedo. And now he's doing a song and dance, right? He's doing a musical thing, which you like, even though musicals are stupid. He's like doing that. Like he's tap dancing. And it's like, NPH. And then jazz hands is at the end. It's for that kind of thing.
Okay.
It's the tearaway suit. I can't be more clear.
You've been very, very clear.
Yeah, it's like either you get that it's a tearaway suit or not. Now, I'm not going to go up to him and start tugging at it. Like, hey, is this a tearaway? Is this a tearaway suit?
But I think we would just notice the tearaway nature right away. Also,
I'm telling you, they're so good.
Tell me, what kind of Caps gear would he be wearing? He's coming here for a retirement press conference. He's got to be dressed up.
Yeah,
he would show up in a sweater.
Well, and again, that's kind of the point. I think if he's rolling up in a really nice suit, then chances are he's not going in.
All right, go vote. Will TJ Oshie get into the fountain? Yes or no? We are sitting fountain side. We could throw a rock right into the thing, or a penny or a quarter. Do people do that? They're changing there and make a wish?
I don't know if they do anymore.
That used to be the big
thing. Used to be a big thing, yeah. Because there's a separate upper fountain where it feels like that's more toss your dime in there.
Oh, is there one back there too?
Yeah, there's an upper fountain.
This area rocks. Mm-hmm. It's just so pretty. I feel like you and I should have a romantic meal after the show and really catch up. We haven't really caught up in a while. We always talk about just the show, which in our way
all
is like
you ever want to do is talk about work.
Right.
Kind of a thing, you know?
What if we just have, you could saw through a steak like 11 times just the way you want to?
Yeah. What if you could be done 4 minutes in and then ask everyone about what they're doing and keep following up with question after question after question?
What if you could put a little bit of every single bite on your fork with the steak every time?
Every time.
Little tiny piece of potato, one piece of corn, whatever's on your plate, you need to dab a little skosh of everything just for each bite.
That's how I would do it. And I'm savoring. I'm over here taking my time.
Got a question here from the D.C. Beer Snake conductor, who's got to be fired up about the D.C. Defenders winning a conference championship game last night. They are on to the championship in the UFL. They'll play it on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk to their head coach, Shannon Harris, their quarterback, Jordan Ta'amu, this week leading up to the title game. But he asks, is today's announcement possibly more than just a retirement? Like, Oshie becomes
I think it is, by the way.
Next head coach in the organization for the Stingrays or something. You think there's more than just he's retiring?
I do. I think there's something else. I think it's a position in the organization. Ooh. Or a some kind of like dual thing, right? Where it's like I'm going to be, you know, kind of the I'm just sort of making this up. Ryan Zimmerman's role with the Nationals, where I'll do a little instruction, I'll do a little mentoring, a little road trip with the guys, I'll do this, I'll do that. Somehow involved, where you've got TJ Oshie, the ambassador, right? And you don't just squander that. A dude that's here now. If he was like, yeah, as soon as I'm done playing for the Capitals, I'm going to go live in, name that faraway land, like I live in Portland or I live in Nova Scotia or some kind of thing. He's around, you know, like he's at events. The kids are here. The family's here. You take advantage of that. You've got a local who blood, sweat, and tears for you that everybody loves. You know, you say, hey, what do you want to do? You know, you sort of pick your assignment. I think there's going to be a secondary part of it.
So president is covered with Brian McClellan.
Yep.
GM is locked in. Chris Patrick put on a clinic last offseason, has very quickly become one of the sharper, more respected GMs in the National Hockey League as a young guy. Obviously, way above him is his father, Dick, at the top of the organization with Ted. So now you're down to, like, coaching. And I don't think he's joining Carberry's staff after they didn't lose anybody.
I think it's too much of a grind, too.
But I'm thinking scouting. You could do, like, was it Matt Pettinger, I think it was, who quickly became a scout after he was done playing. You could go that route. Is it possible he could be a coach in the minor leagues and work his way up toward being an NHL head coach? Sure. A guy like TJ Oshie, you want to go ride buses right now with young kids? I'd be surprised by that. Like, he's got four, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids. What crazy person would have four kids in their 30s?
Only a giant idiot. Am I right?
Our fourth is due.
When is that due? It's next month.
About 3 weeks away. 3 weeks, yeah.
Anyway,
so us and the Oshies having a little competition here.
Yeah.
TJ can win that one, though. Like, hockey and having babies, he can win. If he wants to have a fifth, it's all his. He could take the mantle. That's his trophy to be had.
You're saying some words, but who knows?
Airplane just flew overhead.
Uh-huh.
First one I've seen of the United Airlines variety.
Okay.
We're up to 6 planes since we've been sitting here. Sneaky thing about me, Danny, I love when airplanes are flying overhead, and I can just calculate how many are coming through and what airlines they are, where they're headed, where they're coming from. So give me some tips here. What's that way? Oh, here's 7. We got number 7 here. Can't get a read on what that is on the side of the airplane. That looks like
an American to me.
I got a little American flag on the back. That's
American
flight, So are they coming from which direction?
So that is, they're coming from the west.
From the west to the east.
All right, that's your west.
So my guess is those folks are coming in from Kansas City, barbecuing their bellies, just got out of Gates Barbecue.
Are you sure about that?
From the west?
Why are they coming from Kansas City?
That's the feel I've got.
Oh, it's your feel. Airplane. Okay, just from that trajectory.
Well, that's a bit that I'm pretty sure Clary's dad did to him that he loved. someone told me that their dad did this, and it's one of the funniest things in the world, where they would be driving along. I think it was Mike Clary, and Ryan would ask his dad, like, where's that plane coming from? And he'd give all the backstories. He's like, oh, one of the guys on there right now just went to this amusement park.
Seat 18C is the dad of
and
a family.
As a kid, you have no idea that not only is your dad making it all up, but there's no way for you to prove him wrong.
Right.
You chasing the airplane down and asking some questions. So, yeah, that one's from Kansas City. Chief season ticket holder on there is coming into town to advocate in D.C. for Patrick Mahomes to be given a Congressional Medal of Quarterbacking.
What's funny is 24A, 24A, the guy knows a guy who knows a guy who sat near Chiefsaholic.
Really?
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
Wow.
That degree of separation.
Okay, I got one. Row 14, seat C.
See?
They're actually going to petition the Supreme Court to get Chiefsaholic out of jail after all his bank robberies.
Wow.
Yeah, which wow. I don't advocate for that.
But he is literally but advocating for that.
That's what that guy's doing.
Yeah, how could you?
Don't take it up with me. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Talk to him.
Right, talk to that guy. Talk to 14C.
Nick Chubb going to be a Houston Texan. Are we sure the Commander shouldn't have made some kind of college try to get Nick Chubb? We'll do that next. Grant and Danny from the site of the TJ Oshie Press today. Another American Airlines fight.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back live at Washington Harbor, the Georgetown waterfront. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. You are listening to your flagship home for the Caps and the Nats, 106.7. No Nats baseball tonight. They are idle. They're back in action tomorrow. A 7:10 first pitch at Citi Field. We'll have the call with Charlie and Dave right here on The Fan, which means we got a little extra time to let our hair down tonight, live and local, deep into the evening after the TJ Oshie celebration of sorts. He's making an announcement, press conference live here on The Fan at 5:30 on site here at the fountain where he and his teammates once went for a swim 7 years ago to the day as they were celebrating the 2018 Stanley Cup in the nation's capital. Danny, Nick Chubb is reportedly signing a deal with the Houston Texans. He only averaged 3.3 yards per carry in 8 games last year. He missed, you'll remember, because of one of the most gruesome, awful national TV, terrible. All the LCLs, all the CLs got torn apart. So he missed 15 games 2 seasons ago and then another 9 last season. So 24 of 34 games the last 2 years. But the last time he was healthy, he averaged 5 a pop. Is he someone they should have at least kicked the tires on? We keep going back to the same story, you and I. Like every time a running back, J.K. Dobbins visits the Broncos,
yep.
Nick Chubb goes to the Texans, we go, another one off the board, another one off the board. We're acting like they are supposed to be making these calls.
They have no interest.
They don't seem to care at all. They're like, why do you care if one went off the board? We've got Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler and Chris Rodriguez. We're doing this thing where we're putting our ideas on them, and they don't seem to care at all about what we think.
100%. So they don't have urgency on this position. They don't. I mean, I got a lot of people, dare I call them stands for Kroski Merritt, the 7th-round pick, who I think played a game a little while ago. So if he works out, then, yeah, you've solved your running back room. I don't know. I just sort of don't set my watch by 7th-round picks turning into stars. But TBD, of course, on that. If they really did find something, what a great job by this front office, scouting department, everybody in between, you know, take a bow and you could shove it in my face. To me, this was a cheap, easy upgrade here just to improve that room. It doesn't mean I'm jettisoning Robinson for no reason. I'm keeping Austin Ekeler around. He's valuable. To me, this was one of those, I would have added somebody for the times that Eckler's going to be down who might have a slightly larger role. I would have had somebody to take some of the carries, those early downs from Brian Robinson. Still going to keep him as my thumper. There is a role for that guy. I'm just not doing 250 carries to Brian Robinson. I won't do that anymore. Now, maybe there's some renaissance. Maybe it's the offensive line and the blocking will be better and you'll see him all of a sudden have vision and have burst and have more wiggle. I don't know why blocking would do that, but maybe that's the case.
But specific to Chubb, who's in the news here today, do we think he's got anything left? Like whether Washington's in the running back game or not, which we've talked about ad nauseum, mm-hmm. they're not. Is this a guy that more teams should have been interested in?
Yeah.
I totally get the lack of interest when he has missed as many games as he has. And last year, he didn't look anything like Nick Chubb pre-injury. But, you know, you add in his age, he's going to be 30 years old this football season. And I kind of file him away as I would bring him in at next to no money on an ultimate flyer, like you're the last guy in the room and we'll yep. see what you got left contract. I don't know if that's – we'll get the terms when he signs with the Texans. Is that what they're doing? Or, you know, it seems to me like when I hear people talking about Nick Chubb, they go, he's still really good. He's better than Brian Robinson. You could bring him in as your starter. I think there are people like that out there that you could say that about, whether that's Dobbins or someone else. I'm not sure if I would put Chubb in that category. To me, how could you possibly know that based on what we've seen the last couple of years?
That's the key, right, is you have to know – now that he's further removed from ACL injury that was, as you said, particularly gruesome, maybe he does have some of that burst back, the power. He, to me, was the all-around back, right? Speed, power, agility, catch the ball, just a really, really good football player.
He was so good.
Before, you know, kind of pre-injury. So I'm not winning a bidding war for Nick Chubb. I always think about guys like this where I go, I got to have it. I'll win the bidding war. I will pay the most because I'm desperate. If somebody else wants to offer him, hey, you'll be our starter, go, I'm just making up a number, make $7 million this year, okay, fairly well. But is he worth a call when he's hanging out for weeks at a time? Absolutely. Again, I think they missed the boat on this
one. Well, look, he signed with the Texans, who have Joe Mixon as their starter. They acquired him in a trade with the Bengals. He was good last year. They still have Damian Pierce, who 2 seasons ago was their number
yep.
one, who they drafted in the 4th round in 2022. They also drafted a running back in the 4th round, Woody Marks, who's going to make that roster and be a part of the team. So by him signing with Houston, it is a tell to me. There was not a starting job out there.
Right.
There
That's a good point.
Probably wasn't even a number two job out there where you're making really good money. This is indicative of the fact that the market was pretty bleak. So I tend to believe that Washington was probably in lockstep with everybody else on
just
this.
Not interested.
Maybe it's either no interest or they said to him, hey, we're willing to bring you on at next to nothing and let you show us that you still got some football left in camp if you want to do that. But even if they offered that, you would think they would have been a better destination than Houston. That's kind of what the Texans are doing. Another airplane coming overhead, by the way. Except that the Texans have a starter and a really good number two and a drafted number three in the fourth round. So I would think if it's the same money-ish, same situation-ish, Washington-Houston, you'd have rolled with Washington because there's a path to actually getting carries quicker, which tells me he wasn't even getting looks from the running back needy teams. For the Texans are kind of one of the few teams maybe that even called. Because it's not a good place
to
sign.
It's not for a guy trying to reclaim his career, it is not a good place to sign.
It's actually a bad place.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those, a lot of dominoes have to fall. But if you don't have a lot of choices, maybe that's the kind of choice you make. Yeah, I think that's a smart point, putting two and two together there. Yeah, my sense is Washington is not interested. And I know that's, you know, there are 31 teams that said that. But kind of most specifically, there are a lot of eggs in the Kroski Merritt basket from a lot of fans. And I'm just one of those, I need to wait and see. If this was a third-round running back or a guy that had all sorts of hype and energy around him, maybe. If you're sold, you know, because of that quote-unquote game tape that you watched in 2023, God bless you. I don't know. I will let things play out right there. But to me, this was one of those, you can go get Jeff Wilson. You can go get J.K. Dobbins for a guy to supplement that room, and you'd be better.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is the Fan. Let's localize the football banter next. A couple of the D.C. teams to talk about. The Defenders are headed to a championship game on Saturday. Might that attract some new viewers? Will there be anybody checking this game out that doesn't traditionally follow them? We could talk about that. Plus, the Commanders have their mandatory mini camp opening tomorrow. We're going to get some answers on McLaurin, Tunsil, Lattimore. Let's dive into that next. You are listening to The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.